Be'ezrat Hashem, the plan this Zman is to speak about Inyanei Bechoros. What we've tried to do, at least the last couple of Kaizmans, are to speak about areas of Chumash that tend to be a little bit more challenging. We spoke 2 years ago about the Klei HaMikdash and Parshas Truma. We spoke last year about Big Day Kahuna, Parshas Tzav. I want to think this year, it comes up a lot in Chumash, and there's things that aren't so clear. And it's an area that, again, in a lot of Parshas, if you look in the sheet here from 1 to 5, five was me just getting lazy and writing B'midbar, Prakim, you know, like three Prakim there and in Tvarim also. It's all over, has to do with Inyanei Bechoros. And I want to be able to introduce it tonight. And in order to do so, I want to have 3 seconds. Jeez. But I want to try to have 3 sections tonight. The first section is going to be just a brief introduction of 1 or 2 basic halachos so we know exactly what we're talking about. The second is going to be a discussion. Again, tonight's more of a hakdama as far as Tameh HaMitzvos goes. What exactly is it? Why are we separating Bechoros? What exactly the purpose of that is? And the third is going to be based on some Chumash, based on some Rishonim and Achronim, questions of when Bechor did Avoda and Mikdash, and when things switched over a little bit, hopefully to give us some good insight into the Parsha as a whole. So let's start like this. In general, there are 3 kinds of Bechors that we talk about, and these are in Maseches Bechoros. The first parak of Maseches Bechoros is all about I'll go out of order a little bit. The 8th parak of Bechoros is about Bechor Adam, a person, the firstborn of a person. At a certain point in history, that Bechor was the person who performed Avoda and Beis HaMikdash. That person had a very unique status. That's why Yaakov is going out of his way with Esav in order to acquire the Bechor. So what it is, Bizman, post Chet HaEgel, and the Bechor is messing up, what it ends up eventually becoming is Bechor, the Pidyon HaBen. We speak about Bechor Adam, we speak about Pidyon HaBen, the need to redeem a first son. We also speak about Bechor Lenachla, the Bechor gets Pishnayim, the Bechor gets double. So the first category of Bechor that we're going to talk about is Bechor of Adam. Pidyon HaBen, Yerusha, some of those sugyas of Pidyon HaBen are Kiddushin sugyas. Maybe we'll have the opportunity to speak about those a little bit. The second kind is what's found in really the 2nd to 7th prakim, I believe, in Maseches Bechoros, and that has to do with Bechor Behema Tehora. When you have a Behema Tehora, a pure, clean, kosher animal, so that ends up, that's something which I am not podet, like Pidyon HaBen, where you give money to the Kohen and then everything is totally normal. The Bechor of a Behema Tehora is something which you're actually going, you're makrif to Beis HaMikdash. That's going to become a karban, that's kadosh, that you're not redeeming, that you are offering. The third kind of bechor is not referring to Adam, that you're poda, or bechor behema tahora, that you are makriv, but rather a of the bechor, of the behema tmeyas, of the non-kosher animals, so there is one of them, we'll speak about hopefully maybe next week, why this is the only one, a chamor. What's the English translation of chamor?
Donkey.
I'm not good with animals. I don't know. I'm too tired. I would share a story right now if we had more time. But a donkey, so there's the pidyon, peter chamor, the firstborn, that comes out of a donkey, so that you have to redeem. You redeem that by giving a seh to a kohen or some other kind of value to the kohen, and that becomes redeemed. So we have 3 main bechors. We have Bechor Behema Tehora, Bechor Behema Tmeya, meaning Chamor, the Pidyon Peter Chamor, and Bechor Adam. 2 of those you redeem, and then you are allowed to treat them totally normally. That's the Pidyon HaBen, when you give money for your kid. That's the Behema Tmeya. And then there's also Bechor of Behema Tehora, that you're Makav in the Mikdash. One thing which is important, a lot of what we end up talking about in the world of Kachim ends up being not halacha lemaisa. That's going to be the case when you learn Maseches Tzvachim. Hopefully it's halacha lemaisa at some point, but right now we're not makif karbanos. A lot of the things in Maseches Bechoros actually are halacha lemaisa. You have to deal with things like Bechor. Again, Pidyon HaBen we're obviously all familiar with, but things like other Bechor, so again, we're not even makif all of them, and even the ones that we are unable to makif, we still forget what exactly we're going to do with it, because it is kadosh me'ela. So part of the discussion here of all the areas of kachim, so some of this stuff actually does emerge as halach lamais, because the Ramban has the back of Bechoros, the Ramban has Hilchos, Bechoros, and Hilchos Chala there, which is significant in order to know how to passing that properly. One of the questions which is going to come up, I'll just give a plant a seed now. One of the questions that's going to come up is the exact relationship between these different kinds of bechoros. The relationship between these kinds of bechoros, what exactly is it all about? Are they different? Are they similar? What's the relationship between them? That's number one. First section. We spoke about how there are three kinds of bechoros. Comes up in a lot of different contexts in Chumash. And then sometimes they're spoken about together, sometimes separately. And then we are, and some different dinim between them. The second thing we're going to speak about tonight is the reason. Why exactly is Bechor unique? Why is Bechor separate? Why is Bechor unique? It seems like it's something chashuv of being a Bechor. If it's for Bechor Adam, for Bechor Behemet Torah, for Bechor Behemet Tmeya, must be there something about Bechor that makes it unique. So what exactly makes it unique? We're going to speak about two general perspectives in Mishonim. It's going to appear initially to be more of a Tameh HaMitvos issue. We will at the end explain how it may have some implications for a couple important things. The first Mahalach is pointed as follows. Say, for Chinuch has this, the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim has this, the Maharal has this. We'll speak about nuances between them in a second. And that is that Bechor is the first. There are a lot of, especially the Matnos Kahuna, a lot of things that are first. We have a series of things that are first that go towards the the Kohanim, Ribono Shalom, however exactly you want to be done in the relationship between what goes to Kohanim and what goes to Ribono Shalom. As an example, this is as we prepare for Shavuos, Bikurim, the first fruits have to go. Truma also has a Bechina of Rashis, that you're going to give a Rashis Hagez. There are a lot of different things that are the first that get given over. Why is it that was just first is going to be more separate or more destined for Ribono Shalom? Sometimes, again, I'm going to be makriv it. Sometimes I'm going to need to be poed to it. But why is the first more chashiv? So the Sefer HaChinuch understands it's a way of conveying shakol shelo, that everything ultimately belongs to Ribono Shalom. I've been working on something for a long time. I'm striving for it. I'm working, again, very, very hard. And now that I finally have it, so I got to figure out what am I, and I've been waiting for them. Now the first thing, when I've been waiting for so long, I give that to Ribono Shalom. That's a way of making a statement that really everything I have is not kochi votim yadi. Everything I have is really, it belongs, Lashem ha'aret umloa, that everything really belongs to Ribono Shalom. And the first, therefore, really represents, is part of a larger picture teaching me about not just the first, but about everything. The second mahalach, the Rambam understands, it's less about the intellectual awareness that all is Hashem's. It is something that the Rambam understands is also true in regards to the mitzvah of tzedakah and some other mitzvahs. It's something which trains me to be more giving, to be more generous. When you have the first thing that you're waiting for, and you give that, let's say, to a Kohen, or you give that to a Ribono Shel Olam, whether I'm makiv the karbon, it's manos kuna, when I give those things, it's a way of training myself to be more sensitive and to be more generous. The Maharal and Gevuras Hashem, in Perek Lam and Ches, Maharal has an additional idea, one that he speaks about there, specifically in the context of Bechoros, and that's the following. Maharal writes, and it's very Maharal kind of an idea, the Maharal writes that Hashem is the Rashis of Metzias. Hashem is the beginning of all reality. Hashem is the one who created everything, the beginning of all reality. The Bechor is also the beginning of Metzias within that family, within that stage. It's also Rashis HaMetzias. The first time that the animal gave birth, that's going to be, or the mother gave birth, that's going to be the Bechor. Says the Maharal, it is appropriate that the Rashis of Metzias goes with the Rashis of Metzias. It's appropriate that the first Metzias, the first animal that's born, the first child that's born, should go to that which also was the first that was born. But all of those are all within one camp of Rishonim. They understand that the time of mitzvah Bechoros, of all these Bechoros issues, is about that which is first is destined. That which is first should be dedicated towards Ribono Shel Olam. However, if you look in the Psukim, and here there's a lot of stuff going on in the Psukim, what you do find another reason why Bechor becomes unique. If you look in Shmos, Gimel, Tes, Vav, Pazazazah tells us, Vayiki, Hikshe, Paralish, In Makas Bechoros, the Ribono Shel Olam killed all the Bechoros. Kol Bechor Be'arat Mitzrayim, Mi Bechor Adam Ve'ad Bechor Behema. Al Kain Ani Zoveach LaHashem, Kol Peter Rechem HaZacharim Ve'Kol Bechor Banai Efdeh. That because Ribono Shel Olam did Makas Bechoros, he killed all the Bechoros of Mitzrayim, and us he didn't kill, He didn't kill our firstborn people or our firstborn animals. As a result of that, we have to give our bechors to Ribono Shel Olam. It's also there in Bamidbar in Perek Gimel. Torah tells us, "V'ani hini akantis alavim tof nei Yisrael tachas kol bechor peter racham ibnei Yisrael kili kol bechor biyom akosi kol bechor beaznitz Mitzrayim." All the bechors are mine at the time when I engaged in makas bechoros. There are also within this camp of Rishonim two ways of explaining it. What exactly is the shaychus between makas bechoros and us giving our bechors to Ribono Shel Olam? So there are two mahalchim, at least in Rishonim here. The Sefer Achinuch quotes it in Mitzvah Yiches, and his other reason he says, Lizkor HaNes HaGadol. It's a way of remembering the miracle. Again, Sefer Achinuch here again, it's a little bit more intellectual. It's a way of remembering the miracle of Makas Bechoros. And the way that I remember the miracle of Makas Bechoros is by giving my Bechor to Ribono Shel Olam. If you look in the Ramban in this Peir Shal Torah, there's a mistake on the sheet. If you look at the Ramban in Sefarim 11 and 12, they're not actually the exact same thing. 12 is the Ramban twice that I just copied. I tried to copy the Sfarno and I messed up. So I apologize for that. But the Ramban seems to understand, it's not, and this is the thing where we're doing the Pesukim, it's not a way of remembering the Nes, it's almost like the Ribono Shel Olam was kona us. What gives him the right to take our Bechoros is that he didn't kill us. The fact that he took away the Bechor Adam and the Bechor Behema in Mitzrayim and saved us gives the Ribono Shel Olam a certain tviya, a certain right to take our Bechor also. Look at the Ramban, how he says it. That because I redeemed and saved them, so now the Ribono Shel Olam controls, now he has the right to try and give it over. That's as far as Tom Emet was. Again, Hakdama to Bechoros tonight. First thing we did was we had a bit of an overview of the three different kinds of Bechor and a couple of just the basic halachic differences of them. The second was to try to understand a little bit as far as the reasoning of Bechor, what exactly is there in Rishonim. Again, just a bit of a hakdam. The third thing we'll speak about is a fascinating discussion that relates to chronology, and we're going to try to it'll hopefully explain some things in Chumash, and it can be, I think, fairly important. Let's present it as follows. On the one hand, if you look in Shmos and Perek Gimel, so Bnei Yisrael are leaving Mitzrayim. And when Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, so the Torah tells us there in Gimel Beis, Kaddish, V'davar Shmos Shalemor, Tazik Beis, Kaddish li kol b'chor peter kol rechem b'Bnei Yisrael, ba'adam u'va behima lihu. Torah tells us here that the Ribono Shel Olam says, Kaddish li sanctify for me all b'chors in Adam and behima. It's one pasuk that's talking about all three kinds of b'chors. Sanctify them for me. If I just had this pasuk, so l'chora, I would think that b'chor, when did b'choros, when did they become kadosh? They really became kadosh at Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's when everything happened. That's when the b'chor really became kadosh. However, we sort of know in Chumash that's not really true. We know Yaakov and Esav are fighting over the b'chor. The Medrash talks about how Adam is makir of things because Adam is b'choro shel olam. The Rambam in Zvachem and Peiros on Mishnah there, based on the Gemara in Zvachem, if you look in the Rambam in Peiros Mishnah, in source number 15, the Rambam writes there, Babi Kabbalah v'chulei, l'fisha avoda tamid lo haisa, ela b'bechoros me Adam and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam writes that bechors were always separate, bechor all the way from Adam until Moshe Rabbeinu. There's Chita Egel, think that the switch, hopefully we figure that switch at some point, what exactly happened there, it's part of a Midbar issue. But then at some point there becomes a little bit of a shift. So we want to understand, I think, number one, we want to begin to understand what exactly, when did things actually shift? When did Bechor become initially Kadosh? It goes from Adam, or it goes a bit from Yetzias Mitzrayim? So in Rambam it's clear that it goes from Adam. But the question we have for the Rambam is, so what's the significance exactly of Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, which is found in Parshas Bo. So we'll try and suggest four different Mahalchim, one based on, three different Mahalchim. One's a Medrash and a Maharal and Gor Aryeh. One is a Keren Ora and Maseches Vachim. And the third is a Shtikl Torah Reb Hutner's that was published, I just saw this like 20 minutes ago, after I prepared this to someone online in the Otzar HaChachma. has like a forum where Talmid Chacham write things, and someone wrote a very long piece about this. And he quotes, I would not have gotten this on my own, in the journal Mariah from Machon Yerushalayim. So about, I don't know, 30 years ago, we're putting there, published like a short two-paragraph responses to Akasha and Pachad Yitzchak with another answer. So we'll go like this. Let's go like this. The Medrash has the following comment. The Medrash is in source number 17 in Bamidbar Rabbah. The Medrash says that the Avodah, on the one hand, was always done by Bechor. Okay, that's why Adam, the Medrash says, was able to do it. He was Bechoro Shel Olam. He's the first one. But as the Medrash goes on, the Medrash points out, but weren't there people who were Makif Karbanos that weren't Bechors? Avraham. Bechi Avraham Haya Bechor? Was Avraham a Bechor? Was... So says the Medrash, El Mipnei Shehaya Tzadik Nimsir Aloha Bechora. That somehow it sounds like, the way the Medrash understands it, that what happened was as follows. Initially it went to the Bechor, unless you were a tzaddik. If you were a tzaddik, so then you were also able to be avoda. That was ki'ilu, you were the Bechor. So what exactly happens? The Maharal explains as follows. This is what happens. Bechor kodem yitzias Mitzrayim. Bechor throughout all of Sefer Bereishis, which is so critical. Remember Reuven and Yosef and Yehuda, so many discussions about who is the Bechor and who's not the Bechor. It's a mate Yishmael and Yitzchak. It's Yaakov Esav. It's a major discussion, point throughout. In Sefer Bereishis, the institution of Bechor, says the Maharal, is an issue that was not because the Torah commanded us, but rather it is because, not Zachsa lo Torah, but rather it was Kachu Asvara v'hamishpat, Jehea Bechor HaGadol v'hachashav Ovid. It was more of a Svara. The Bechor is the most chashav. The Bechor, that which is first, he's the oldest, he's the strongest, he should be the one who goes first. So because the Bechor is the one who should go first, says the Maharal, that's what it was up until that point. That's why you could have tzaddikim, there could be exceptions. Avraham could take the place of someone else, because since the whole thing was a svara, that the Bechor should do it, kodemat and Torah, because the Bechor is more chashav. Well, if the tzaddik is there, the tzaddik more chashav, he's going to take priority, the tzaddik can go instead. So what seems to have happened is as follows. Kodem Matan Torah, the Bechor was separate, but separate because Misvara, he's the best. What happened at Yetzias Mitzrayim? At Yetzias Mitzrayim, what happened was something else. Kodesh li kol Bechor. At Yetzias Mitzrayim, everything shifts. And what shifts at Mitzrayim is no longer based on just a svara of who's most chashav, but the Torah was mechayev, and in a certain sense, one way of saying it, we'll see this when we learn the lumdas of these different kinds of bechors, the bechor becomes inherently kadosh. Not midin, it's chashivas. It becomes, now we're just taking the next maral to say this, but it becomes inherently kadosh afterwards. One way of explaining this phenomenon is based on what we spoke about earlier. Maybe there are two Ta'amei HaMitzvos. Remember the two large camps of Ta'amei HaMitzvos? Reason number one is because Bechor, that's the best, Rishis. That may be all we had, Kodem Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Misvara, the Bechor, is Rishis, the Bechor is best. But what happened at Yitzias Mitzrayim? At Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam, things changed because of Makas Bechoros, the second reason. And as a result of Makas Bechoros, so now every Bechor, where the Ramban says it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the others and he saved us, now he was poed to us, now we're Kadosh, at least one way of viewing it, the two Tamei Mitzvos, at that point it's not Mukhrach, but it's a way of taking it there. So what we've seen so far is that when does the Bechor really become special? So it begins from Adam, the Rambam says in Perush Mishnah and Tzvachim, but eventually, but it's not rock solid yet. The Tzaddikim could take it over. Once you get to Yetzias Mitzrayim, now things begin to shift a little bit. The Maharal, based on this, helps explain a little bit part of what's going on with... It's not so simple. The Rishonim already asked the question, how could Yaakov purchase the Bechor? The Tshuva of the Rivash, the Torah, I think, Torah, the Ketzos, others. The Maharal connects that discussion. What exactly was Bechor, Kodem Matan Torah, is going to impact how much you could purchase it. If it's a real kind of an inherent Kedusha that you couldn't sell. If the Bechor, however, is more midin kavod, so the Gemara tells us in Meseches Kiddushin that a Chacham was mochel al kavodo, you could be mochel, and that's how you actually could get it. Second mahalach as follows. It's a mahalach of the Keren Ora. The Chaz Nish has it also, and that's the following. Keren Ora writes Meseches Vachim. What's the Bechor Kodem and Bechor Achar? There's two dinim in Bechor also. Bechor Kodem Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Bechor was able to perform, the Bechor was necessary for carbon sibors. If Klal Yisrael would want to offer a carbon sibor, so then Klal Yisrael would have the ability, that had to be docked from a Bechor. Now what the carbon sibor was, Kodem Yetzias Mitzrayim, is an interesting question, but if the Bechor would want to offer, that had to be done docked from a Bechor. But any yachid that wanted to go and offer it in Eibama, any yachid would have the ability to go do it. What happens? The Yetzias Mitzrayim called Bechor. So now suddenly the Bechor becomes the necessary for all things. Rav Putner has a third mahalach, and it's a very interesting one. Rav Putner suggests the following, and this is going to seem not as significant now, but maybe we'll see that it is. Again, it's in the journal Moriah. It's in the ninth year of the journal, in the first edition of that year at the back. It was a kash and a piece of Hachal Yitzchak. Rav Putner writes like this. On the one hand, Bechor begins from Adam and goes straight all the way through the Bechor, losing that Achet HaEgel. That's what the Rambam writes. May Adam and Moshe, it's all one Bechor. However, as it suggests Rav Putner, the definition of who is a Bechor shifted at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Until Yetzias Mitzrayim, how do we define Bechor based on Bechor from the Father? That seems to even be the case. Bechor from the Father, that's how we define it. You're the firstborn son of the Father. You're considered to be the Bechor. What shifts at Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Torah tells us, suddenly it's Kodeshli called Peter Kol Rechem. It becomes based not on the father, but rather based on who's the firstborn of the mother. Pidyon HaBen goes based on firstborn of the... We're going to start going more... You know, we'll speak about that. But suddenly the mother becomes more important. For a Putner, that becomes a little bit of the shift. Let's chazer what we have spoken about, and then we'll try and just share a couple other things. We've tried tonight to speak about three different issues. We tried to speak about, number one, Hakdama. There are three kinds of Bechoras. Bechor Adam, that's what we do Pidyon HaBen for. Initially, that person would work in the Mikdash. That's what we do Pidyon HaBen for. That's what we do, that's Bechor L'Nachala. He gets double Yerusha. There's Bechor of a Behema Tahora, Bechor of a kosher animal. That Bechor Behema Tahora, we're going to Makariv in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's Bechor of the Behema Tmeya, the Pidyon Petr Chamor, the child of the Chamor, that you're going to redeem also and be able to use. We then spoke about Tami and Midrash, so there are two main Mahalchim we've shown, and why is Bechor unique? Either because it's first, and first is always very, very important, or because of Makas Bechoros. We then spoke about when did Bechor initially become something which is significant. The Rambam writes Pesach Mishnah and Zvachim, it's pretty clear the Chovin Chumash, Bechor is already from Adam HaRisha all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. However, Kaddish Yikol Bechor, it seems like something changed in Mitzrayim, what exactly is going on? We saw three Mahalchim. Either beforehand there wasn't Midin Torah, it was more of just a Kavod issue, now it became Din Torah, the shot of the Maharal. Shot number two with the Karen Oro, just covered on Sibor, now it's everything. And number three is the Rav Putner, it's the definition and the shift in terms of what Bechor is. Let me just add one additional point. This is Stam, an interesting Ha'ara, and maybe this will be the fourth slash the end. Bechoros eventually lose their full Kiddusha as far as Bechor Adam goes, serving in Mikdash. There does seem to be that Bechor Adam lost it, and that gets shifted to Kohanim. That gets shifted to Kohanim. There are two interesting questions to ask about that. One question is, are there any remnants of the Bechor still? Are there any remnants of the Bechor being somewhat unique? It's like the Lach HaMais, the question, if there are no Bevi'im, so should the Bechor Dafka be the one who washed the hands of Kohanim? There is but the intriguing question is, will the Bechor ever get it back? Will the Bechor ever get it back? La'asid lavo, will the Bechor get it back? So here you have an interesting discussion. This is Stam interesting. It's based in Chazal. We'll talk about a couple of Mahalchim that go here. The problem is as follows. This is what Chaim Kanievsky points out in the Sefer Al-HaTorah. Here it is. Let me get it. Do I have it on the sheet? Yeah, 23. Time of the crop. The Medrash tells us, the Medrash tells Vikar Rabba that whenever the Torah says, Shenemar Li, whenever the Baruch Hu says Li, something is mine, it's Enu Zaz Besham, that it's going to be permanent. Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, asked Chaim Kanievsky, so what's the pshat? Bechor was lost their Kedusha. What does it mean, Kadesh Li Kol Bechor? What do you mean it's going to stay there? It's going to stay there forever. So, to Mahalchem, he suggests this is a riot to Yisod of the Orachayim HaKadosh. The Orachayim writes based on Chazal that La'asid Lavo, Bechors are going to once again perform Avoda. That Bechors are going to once again perform Avoda. There is really a couple ways of saying it. The way the Orachayim understand it, the Bechor is going to perform Avoda along with Kohanim. Kohanim are going to keep their place, and Bechors are going to come along, and they're going to do Avodah also. In some of the Chabad Svarim, they quote that it's going to be Dafka the Bechor and not the Kohanim. One way that, again, some of the Chabad Svarim, they say it, is a stam, an interesting insight. There are multiple stages of La'asad Lavo. There's Yemos HaMashiach and Tchias HaMesim. Yemos HaMashiach may be Kohanim and not Bechor. La'asad, Yemos, during Tchias HaMesim, that may be when things shift a little bit, and you're going to suddenly have the Bechors doing the Avodah. This is part of an interesting Orachayim. We quoted this about Chazir also, the Asad Lavo being kosher, the pig didn't be kosher, the Asad Lavo also. The Orachayim seems to believe that things are going to shift a little bit. The Stipler, however, Chaim has to quote from his father, that's not pshat. Oh, the Medrash says Li, and Li means permanent. So he quotes from his father that it may just mean that Bechor / and the people who took their place will always be there, meaning Kohanim. And that Bechor did lose it, that they're not going to get it back, and it's only going to be Kohanim that are there. This is part of a large discussion in the world of Machshava. They go from the Arizal, that La'asid Lavo, the Kohanim are going to be Leviim, and the Leviim are going to be Kohanim. A wonderful discussion in Dine's favorite Sefer. In Yemos Mashiach Bahalacha, Chelek Beis. A wonderful discussion about this question of Leviim becoming Kohanim, Kohanim becoming Leviim, and the souls doing fancy things. That's in your world, I'm not out of my league. But that is something that is definitely there, La'asad Lavo, the Bechor, etc. What we tried to do really today was just to give a bit of a hakdama in Yanni Bechoros and a bit of a discussion as far as what's going on in Chumash a little bit, with bringing in some different discussion. A lot of what we've seen tonight was a little bit more machshava and some basic ideas. We're going to shift over the next couple of weeks to talk about a lot more of the lumdus. I'm not sure if we're going to start with Bechor Adam or start with Pidyon Petar Chamor. We'll figure out what we're going to do. Probably Pidyon Petar Chamor, because that's a little bit more, exciting for me. So we'll probably start from there, and that's how we decide what we do. So that is more or less the plan. It should be a wonderful time. Hopefully the goal is, by the end, we have a lot of clarity on these things, and it also transforms our limit of a lot of these sections of Chumash.